This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had some tough words for China today amid a crackdown on dissent there. She unveiled the 35th annual Human Rights Report, saying the struggle for human rights begins by telling the truth. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, that means highlighting the plight of political prisoners in China who are growing in number.
As he was putting the final touches on this year's Human Rights Report, the State Department's point person on the issue, Michael Posner, told NPR that China is the country that keeps him awake at night.
We're having a very rough and bad period in China, without a doubt.
He says there's been a crackdown ever since the Nobel Prize went to a jailed Chinese dissident last year, and that crackdown intensified following the uprisings in Egypt and Tunisia. Secretary Clinton expressed alarm today about this trend in China.
Since February, dozens of people, including public interest lawyers, writers, artists, intellectuals, and activists, have been arbitrarily detained and arrested. Among them most recently was the prominent artist Ai Weiwei, who was taken into custody just this past Sunday.
A Chinese embassy spokesman, Wang Baodong, rejected the report, calling it an act of interference.
The report on China's human rights situation is full of misleading and logically contradictory conclusions and judgment. We don't think that it's the right thing to publish such reports.
He also said that Chinese authorities are investigating Ai Weiwei for economic irregularities. But U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Human Rights Posner wasn't buying that today.
They said, oh, this is not a human rights case. This has nothing to do with human rights. No, it does. This is an individual, a peaceful dissenter who's been critical of the government. He's a prominent artist and is well known not only in China but around the world.
The case against Ai Weiwei has prompted other Chinese activists to speak out, including Zhao Lianhai, a father who campaigned for better treatment of his son and other victims of a 2008 tainted milk scandal. He had been keeping a low profile since he was released from prison late last year, but he broke his silence with a YouTube video this week.
Recently, my heart has felt great pain to see so many friends suffering all sorts of severe persecution and oppression.
In the video, Zhao is holding his son, who dozes off toward the end.
We do not wish to see China become what Libya is today, descending into such fierce conflict. We hope rather that Chinese authorities will show greater sincerity of mind, greater consideration for the country, for the Chinese people.
Human rights groups have complained in the past that the Obama administration was too quiet about abuses in China. Clinton herself downplayed the issue on her first trip to Beijing as Secretary of State, and Amnesty International's T. Kumar called that a major mistake.
That gave the green light to Chinese government that we can get away, we can do whatever we want, including executing political prisoners, and the world's superpower will not raise it in a meaningful way.
He says he was glad to hear Secretary Clinton change her tone today. Now he's hoping a tougher policy will follow. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.